This is Wade Renske with the Chief Organizer reporting the painful tragedy of the digital divide. For almost 25 years, Local 109 labor unions has represented school support workers, mostly in Texas and Louisiana, from Head Start to high school, from teachers to bus drivers to cafeteria workers and janitors. Most of our work is concentrated in cities now, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Little Rock, because the members' dues can afford the infrastructure there. But every month, we still get regular dues checks from our members at the outpost of the local. About this time of year, when winter lingers and spring is pushing forward in this part of the country, I used to join Oral Fitzsimmons, 100's Texas State Director, for what we called our fence mending tour. I would meet him in Houston, and then we would drive to Corpus Christi, meet with Willie Fleming there, then stay in some cheap motel along South Padre Island before we went through our school districts along the Rio Grande Valley before heading back north towards San Antonio and then back to Houston. Sometimes we would stop and take a picture of Texas State Highway 100 on the way to Donna to visit our members in the school district there before doubling back to McAllen, Farr, and Brownsville. Everything in South Texas is a long ride. The FCC is voting soon on a band-aid but essential program to expand lifeline funds collected from the big telecoms to offer increased access to broadband internet to lower-income families. If we were really serious about attacking inequality, we would do a whole lot more, including forcing these public utilities to make all internet affordable to all families in their homes as a basic necessity. But at least we're doing a little something-something. 40% of the families in South Texas, where we used to fence men, do not have access at home to the internet. Looking at a picture in the New York Times of children standing outside a schoolhouse fence in McAllen, one of our old Texas school districts, so that they could download homework assignments from a school's wireless hotspot, is just about enough to bring tears to my eyes from the rage boiling my brain. Reading about a young girl in the Donna Independent School District, which we know like the back of our hands, who rides a bus 3 hours a day so that she can use Wi-Fi on the bus to keep her grades up, and that's just tragic. Reading about another 17-year-old girl who finishes her after-school job in Farr, then has to go to a friend's house to use the internet in order to get assignments in before the midnight deadline when they're required to be submitted online, just about sends me to the street to scream. Why are we not doing better for these children? Why are these school districts not paying a janitor a couple of extra dollars to keep the cafeteria open for these young scholars to do their homework until 9 p.m. or even later? Why are teachers so brutally insensitive to the children they see eye to eye across their desk? What kind of casual cruelty is becoming part of the DNA of our society? And that's downstream, but so much the problem is upstream in corporate suites and politicians' offices. The Rio Grande Valley is not an exception either. More than 30% lack internet access in New Orleans, Detroit, and other broke-ass cities that are also, not surprisingly, majority-minority cities. 25% of library users now in cities, according to surveys, find their patrons coming to use the computers and internet. Yet, how many are open the hours that students need? Half steps are probably better than standing still, but we need a full-on march to deal with the digital divide and the inequality it advances so clearly for so many struggling so hard. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.